This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty.
It's Uncle Willie time.
Looking good.
You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, and forgotten gems from the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty.
Prentice McPhail started us off there with a track called It's Uncle Willie Time. Came out on the Aura label and seems to be only one of two singles that he ever released. So there's not a lot of information on Prentice McPhail, and it seems as though he gave it a shot and went on to do something else. That's an often heard story in this era of musical history. And if you stick around for the next hour, I think you'll find that whether it's a huge artist who had massive success or somebody who only recorded one or two records, the standard of quality output throughout the 60s and 70s was incredibly high.
Everybody, let's dance and listen to the music. Everybody, let's dance and listen to the music. Get a groove going in your feet. And everybody, let's dance. Oh yeah. Now everybody, what you say? Like a Lucy. Now everybody, what you say? Like a Lucy. Yeah. Now everybody listen and listen to the music. Now everybody let's dance and listen to the music. Do the monkey like Major Lance. It'll work out fine. Give yourself a chance and let's dance.
Tom and Jerry O, that's Tommy Dark and Jerry Murray, who recorded a number of tracks together, although they do all tend to sound very similar. This track is considered their hit. It's called Boogaloo, and in 1965, it stayed on the top 100 charts for 8 weeks, topping out at number 47. It came out on ABC Paramount. And before that, I played Gene Chandler, the Duke of Earl himself, Everybody Let's Dance, written by Curtis Mayfield on the Constellation label.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I've got a few for you. Play that song called Soul Twist. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget them mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby.
Having a party,
yeah.
Everybody stab my heart half to death. That's what you do to me, baby. Thought I was the captain of my ship.
A bit of an unusual but very catchy outing for Chubby Checker. Track's called 20 Miles, came out on the Parkway label. Before that, Howard Tate, one of our very favorites here at On Target. Track's called Stop on the Verve label. Howard Tate was from Macon, Georgia. He befriended Garnet Mims when he was a teenager, and Garnet Mims introduced him to Jerry Racavoy, who then got him signed to Verve Records. And he had quite a catalog between 1965 and 1968, but decided to walk away from the industry because, as most artists, he was not getting paid his royalties. Soon after that, though, his daughter died in a fire, his marriage fell apart, and he fell victim to addiction. And according to his bio, it completely took over his life, and he was living on the streets in New Jersey. But in the mid-90s, Jerry Racavoy located Howard Tate, who had recovered from his addiction and had become a preacher. And in 2003, he released an album called Rediscovered. And from then until his death in 2011, he toured and released four albums. he really turned himself around. That short stack was topped off with Sam Cooke, "We're Having a Party" on RCA Victor.
I know you will understand. There's a time device inside of me. I'm a self-destructing man. There's a rat under my bed, and there's a little green man in my head. And said, you know,
just a bit sad, cause there's a man in you, gnawing you, tearing you into two.
Set it by yourself, destroyer. Paranoia, the destroyer. Self-destroyer, wreck your health. Destroy your friends, destroy yourself. The time device of self-destruction.
Le 409 was the bread in that garage sandwich, starting with They Say, which is an amazing fuzz guitar track on Teledisc, and ending with Born in Chicago, which is the flip side. And the meat in the middle, from 1981, Destroyer by The Kinks. I love this track because it pulls from All Day and All of the Night and Lola, and uses the themes of those two songs to tell a story of a man hounded by paranoia. I played that for you on the Canadian Arista label.
We were walking down the street about a half past ten when he looked at his watch, and I knew right then, 'cause the same old thing has happened before.
Boy. No, 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 no. I don't want no mama's boy.
No, no, no.
don't know, but baby, I've got eyes and I can see that some other girl is making you look twice at me.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Maude Radio UK. That's maudradiouk.net.
That was Madeline Bell, Picture Me Gone. Fabulous Northern Soul track on the Maude label. That's right, the Maude label. Before that, Vernon Garrett on Modern, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time, and started that set off with Irma Franklin, I Don't Want No Mama's Boy, on the Epic label.
Mr. Freezer, a Batman to the rescue.
We had a little homage to Batman, starting off with Laverne Baker, Batman to the Rescue on the Brunswick label, and then the sensational guitars of Dan and Dale. Robin's Theme was a disc that came out with the Batman theme on one side and Robin's theme on the other. A very surf guitar concept, but the vocals in that track are so gritty R&B, and when you put those two things together, you just get gold. Finished that set with Butch Baker on the St. Lawrence label, track that originally came out as Batman at the Go-Go. They had to recall that and rename it The Fat Man and literally record the entire song again, but instead of saying Batman, saying Fat Man. But if you listen carefully, there are many times in the song where they actually do say Batman.
Thank you.
Ska and reggae, starting off with the Mohawks, track called Hip Jigger on Pama, and then the Wailers, of course Peter Tosh and Bob Marley, Early Days, Simmer Down on the Coxone label, and finally Fling It Gimme, the Gladiators, also on Coxone.
Oh, anything you might try to do. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. Losing money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. Law of average plainly states that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you down, yeah. Ever since you got, walk around in a day with your pockets bad. Go to see a woman and she ain't even there. Sing wisdom on all your track of time. The more I think about it, I think you're about to lose your mind. Some people call it jinx, some say it ain't my day. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's pulling you way down.
There we had a little bit of crossover. Ecstasy, Passion, and Pain started things off. Good Things Don't Last Forever on the Roulette label. And then Bad Luck, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on the Philly International label. I'm going to jump back up to the 80s and leave you off with a track by The Untouchables called The Lonely Bull. Came out in 1985 on the Stiff label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.